USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration is weighing the possibility of sending Mexican asylum seekers to Guatemala and asking them to seek protection in the Central American country, which has seen hundreds of thousands of its own citizens trek north in the past year to escape widespread poverty and violence. As part of the controversial agreement with the Guatemalan government, the United States started to send migrants from Honduras and El Salvador who sought asylum at the southern border to Guatemala. But with Mexican families continuing to head to the United States-Mexico border in recent months, the administration is now considering including Mexican migrants in the asylum deal with Guatemala and rerouting them there. The possible move was first revealed by Ken Cuccinelli, the immigration hardliner, who is now the second highest ranking official at the Department of Homeland Security. This is USA Radio News.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Less than 48 hours after she gaveled in the votes, making him the third president to be impeached in U.S. history, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi invited Donald Trump to deliver his State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress on February 4th. The three-paragraph letter to the president said she's extending the invitation in the spirit of respecting the Constitution, the document she and Trump have been accusing each other of going against in recent days. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley said Trump has accepted the invitation. One person has been charged in connection with the disappearance of Austin mother Heidi Broussard and her newborn after a body believed to be the woman's was found at a home near Houston.
We did recover an infant female child that we do believe at this time is Margot. Additionally, we recovered the body of an adult female. We do believe that this is Miss Broussard.
A healthy baby was also found at the Houston area residence. This is USA Radio News. With the latest on the economy, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The new government figures released on Friday morning show the U.S. economy grew at a rate of 2.1% in the year's third quarter. The Commerce Department's unrevised reading from last month, in line with what economists expected, consumer spending, which makes up more than two-thirds of the nation's economy, rose to 3.2%. Analysts say it appears the economy is continuing its moderate pace of expansion as the year comes to a close. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One person has been charged in connection with the disappearance of Austin mother Heidi Broussard and her newborn after a body believed to be the woman's was found at a home near Houston.
We did recover an infant female child that we do believe at this time is Margot. Additionally, we recovered the body of an adult female. We do believe that this is Miss Broussard.
A healthy baby was also found at the Houston area residence. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The city of Baltimore will be monitored by surveillance airplanes for up to 6 months next year under a pilot program that is aimed at helping law enforcement investigate violent crime. The flights, which civil liberties groups oppose, will start in May and gather footage during the hours when the city experiences high rates of crime. Police Commissioner Michael Harrison said, "We will be the first American city to use this technology in an attempt to solve and deter violent crime." Baltimore is experiencing one of its most violent years on record, with more than 330 homicides so far in 2019. A transgender former Nike contractor is seeking $1.1 million in damages from the company for allegedly allowing gender identity-based harassment. According to the civil lawsuit filed this week, Nike and Maine's Brady Group, a staffing firm that hires workers for Nike, discriminated against computer engineer Jazz Lyles, who identifies as transmasculine and prefers the pronouns they, him, and their. The complaint was filed with Multnomah Circuit Court in Oregon. During Lyles' tenure at Nike from May 2017 to September 2018, the engineer was continuously misgendered by coworkers. While Lyles notified management about the issue multiple times, the company allegedly failed to implement any policy, procedure, or training around the use of gender pronouns in their workplace. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.